Ever feel like your life's a constant juggling act? You know, that feeling when you're running from one commitment to another, trying to please everyone, and before you know it, you're burnt out faster than a microwave burrito. Well, I'm Jake Carter, and on Tap Out of Overstimulation, we're diving deep into the trenches of modern life, uncovering strategies to reclaim your sanity one boundary at a time. Today, we're tackling something super crucial, building healthy boundaries to reduce stress. Trust me, this isn't just some fluffy self-help mumbo-jumbo. It's your secret weapon against the daily chaos. First things first, let's get real about what boundaries are. They're not walls built to isolate you. They're fences defining your personal space, time, and energy. Think of them like the invisible force field protecting your well-being. Now, why are boundaries so vital for stress management? Well, imagine a leaky faucet. Drip by drip, it wastes water and causes damage. Overstimulation is like that relentless dripping, slowly draining your energy and fueling anxiety. Boundaries act as the plumber's tape, sealing those leaks and allowing you to recharge. Here are 5 game-changing takeaways to help you build those healthy boundaries. 1. Identify your triggers. Ever notice certain situations where people tend to push your buttons? Those are your triggers. Maybe it's a demanding boss, a constant barrage of notifications, or even that friend who always needs a shoulder to cry on, no judgment. Recognizing your triggers is the first step in learning how to navigate them effectively. 2. Know your limits. We all have finite energy reserves, so set realistic expectations for yourself. Saying yes to everything might seem admirable at first, but it's a recipe for burnout. It's okay to decline invitations, delegate tasks, or simply take a break when needed. Remember, prioritizing your well-being isn't selfish, it's essential. 3. Communicate. Clearly. This is non-negotiable. Don't expect others to read your mind. Express your needs and boundaries assertively, but respectfully. Think of it like ordering food. You wouldn't just stare at the menu hoping they'd guess what you want, right? The same applies to setting boundaries. 4. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, especially if you're a people pleaser, no shame in that. But saying no isn't about being rude, it's about protecting your time and energy. Start small, decline an extra task at work, or politely pass on a social event that doesn't align with your priorities. 5. Embrace self-care. Boundaries aren't just about saying no, they're also about creating space for activities that replenish you. Make time for things you enjoy, whether it's reading, taking a walk in nature, or simply having a quiet evening at home. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a super organized and dedicated lawyer who constantly juggles work, family, and social obligations. She felt like she was running on fumes, her to-do list never ending. One day, she realized she was neglecting her own well-being. She hadn't had time for herself in months. So, Sarah took a step back and started setting boundaries. She learned to say no to extra work projects, delegated some household chores, and scheduled time for herself each week. As she started prioritizing her needs, she felt less stressed and more energized. So, the bottom line is this. Building healthy boundaries isn't about becoming a hermit or rejecting all requests. It's about creating a life where you feel empowered, balanced, and genuinely happy. Remember, your well-being is a priority, not a side note. Ready to tap out of overstimulation? Start by identifying your triggers, setting realistic limits, communicating clearly, practicing saying no, and embracing self-care. Take these actionable steps today and watch the difference it makes in your life. Share your experiences with us on social media, use the hashtag OTOVOverstimulation, and let's build a community of empowered individuals. And remember, you've got this. See you tomorrow for another dose of sanity-saving tips.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.